Ezekiel chapter 48. And these are the names of the tribes, from the northern extremity at the course of the road to Hethlon, at the approach to Hamath, and to Hazar Enan, and to the border of Damascus in the north, to the side of Hamath. Now Dan will have, from east to west, one section. And at the border with Dan, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Asher. And at the border with Asher, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Naphtali. And at the border with Naphtali, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Manasseh. And at the border with Manasseh, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Ephraim. And at the border with Ephraim, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Reuben. And at the border with Reuben, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Judah. And at the border with Judah, from the eastern side to the western side, there will be the section for the heave offering, which you shall make. It is 25,000 units in width, and its length is the same as each of the sections from the eastern side to the western side. And the sanctuary will be in the middle of it. The heave offering section, which you shall make to the Lord, is of length 25,000 units, and its width is 10,000 units. And it is for these that the holy heave offering section is, the priests. To the north it is 25,000 units long, and to the west its width is 10,000 units, and to the east its width is 10,000 units, and to the south its length is 25,000 units, and the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the middle of it. It is for the priests, who are sanctified from the sons of Zadok, who kept my charge, who did not go astray when the sons of Israel went astray, as when the Levites went astray. And they will have the heave offering section on account of the heave offering of the land as a holy of holies, extending to the border of the Levites. And the Levites will be adjoining the border of the priests in a region 25,000 units in length and 10,000 units in width. The whole length is 25,000 units, and the width is 10,000 units. And they shall not sell any of it, nor exchange it, nor shall anyone remove the firstfruits of the land, for they are holy to the Lord. And the 5,000 units which remain in the width out of the 25,000 units is to be secular for the city, as a residential area and as common land, and the city will be in the middle of it. And these are the dimensions of the city. The northern side is 4,500 units long, and the southern side is 4,500 units long. And on the eastern side it is 4,500 units wide, and the western side is 4,500 units wide. And there will be common land belonging to the city to the north, 250 units long, and to the south, 250 units long, and to the east, 250 units wide, and to the west, 250 units wide. And the rest of the length appertaining to the holy heave offering section is 10,000 units to the east and 10,000 units to the west, and it appertains to the holy heave offering section. And its produce shall be food for the workers in the city. And as for the workers in the city, they shall be from every tribe of Israel doing work in it. The whole heave offering section is 25,000 units long by 25,000 units. You shall offer the holy heave offering in a square within the territory of the city. And the remainder is for the prince on each side of the holy heave offering section. And as for the territory of the city, alongside the 25,000 units width of the heave offering section, to the border on the east and to the west, alongside the 25,000 units width to the border on the west, it appertains to the prince's apportionments. So it will be a holy heave offering section, and the sanctuary of the house will be in the middle of it. So part of the territory of the Levites and part of the territory of the city will be enclosed by what belongs to the prince. The remainder of the section between the border with Judah and the border with Benjamin will be for the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Benjamin. And at the border with Benjamin, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Simeon. And at the border with Simeon, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Issachar. And at the border with Issachar, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Zebulun. and at the border with Zebulun, from the eastern side to the western side, there is one section for Gad. And as for the border with Gad, on the southern side, the border shall be from Tamar to the water of Meribah of Kadesh, and to the torrent going to the great sea. This is the land which you will allocate by lot to the tribes of Israel according to their inheritance. And these are their apportionments, says the Lord, the Lord. And these are the city exits, along the north side, which is 4,500 units in length, for the gates of the city are according to the names of the tribes of Israel, three gates in the north, one gate of Reuben, one gate of Judah, one gate of Levi. And on the eastern side, which is 4,500 units in width, with three gates, with one gate of Joseph, one gate of Benjamin, one gate of Dan. And on the southern side, which is 4,500 units in length, with three gates, one gate of Simeon, one gate of Issachar, one gate of Zebulun. And on the western side, which is 4,500 units in width, three gates, one gate of Gad, one gate of Asher, one gate of Naphtali. The perimeter is 18,000 units, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord Is There.